Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Hi, Romeo. Be advised, this call may be monitored and recorded. My name is Sharon from the Bank of America. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. We have a mutual client on the line, Mr. Wallace Ford. He was on your website today and filled out a survey, but actually wants to cancel everything out now because of all the add-ons he was doing. So he doesn't want anything at this point. Can you help him out with that, please?
Can we get started by getting zip code?
Sure, Mr. Ford, go ahead and give him your zip code.
The zip code is 75115.
And their first and last name?
Would have been in the name of Alphanet C. Ford.
One moment. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I'm not locating any account under that information where we billed you for anything.
You billed him for $7.95.
And I'm not locating any account.
Mr. Ford, did you give him a different email on the web when you filled out the survey?
Actually, it was my wife, and it would have been email at...
We don't search up accounts by email.
Well, do you want me to give you the card information that you take the money from?
Can you state the last four?
The last four is 9331.
But can you state that one more time for me?
9331.
And a first and last name on that account again?
The name that would
mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, name that would have been appearing as A. Alphanet C. Ford.
Yes, sir. Can you verify your address?
It would have been 1104 Townsend Lane, DeSoto, Texas, 75115.
Do you recall on April the 8th paying the shipping and handling for the Platinum Ultra smartwatch?
I'm not that person, but apparently that's what's indicated, yes.
Yes, sir. You are wanting to cancel that account?
Yes, completely. Totally.
Everything. Moment while I get the account canceled.
And what is the account number?
One moment.
He's going to give you a confirmation number when he's done.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Sharon.
Oh, no, don't worry. Gotcha.
And I did get an account canceled for you, and I have a, are you ready for your cancellation number?
Cancellation, yes.
It's C as in Charlie. 259-647-726.
I didn't get that last.
Pardon me?
Can you repeat it for him? Yes, can you repeat it?
The last three numbers were 726.
Yes, give me the whole number, please.
259-647-726.
And that's canceled as of what date?
And is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, he's asking what date. What?
Pardon me?
Cancel as of right now, which would be April 9th. Is that correct, sir?
I just gave you a cancellation number.
No. That's not the question he asked. He asked you as of what date. So I'm telling him it would be today's date, which would be April 9th, correct?
Today is April the 9th, and you just called to get that canceled, which means I just gave you a cancellation number, so that's today.
All right, so as of today. Now, are you going to be refunding his $7.95, his $3.99, and his $4.99?
That would be back into his account in 3 to 5 business days. And is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Repeat that, please.
That will be in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Can you confirm with him on the phone what refund are you crediting back on his account, please?
Ma'am, I cancel the whole account. I cancel every charge.
Right. Can you tell me or tell a client, confirm what dollar amount would you be refunding back to the account?
The $7 charge, the $7.95 charge, the $3.99 charge, and the $4.99 charge. And is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Mr. Ford, did you have any questions for him? I don't, but do you have any for him?
You're saying $7.95, $3.95, and $4.95.
Well, it's $3.99 and $4.99.
Yes, that's what I was getting ready to sound.
Right.
Why are you saying 95 when it's shown as 99?
That's what it shows in our system, and those refunds will be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
We were not done, sir. He wanted you to confirm the dollar amount on there.
I stated that I confirmed that dollar amount. If nothing else that we can further assist you with.
Did you say $3.95 or $3.99?
I stated $3.99.
Okay. Well, you didn't say that the first time.
I stated that the first time. I stated $7.95. And
okay.
Is there anything
exactly
else
what
I can assist you with today?
You're saying $7.95, not $7.99. You're saying $3.95, not $3.99.
I stated $7.95, $3.99, and $4.99. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
And what is the $7.95 for?
Sir, that's your refund. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Refund for what? Refund for what?
We know you're on the line. I don't know why you're being so rude to us, I should say. The client wants to know what the $7.95 is for.
Hello?